The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has selected Americans William S. Knowles and K. Barry Sharpless and Ryoji Noyori of Japan as the winners of this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry. The award goes for research that led to techniques for new medications. NPR Science correspondent Joe Palka is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are these techniques for making new medicines?
Well, they come down to an interesting property of chemical molecules, which, for a want of a non-technical term, I'll call handedness. And what we're talking about handedness is best described by looking at your hands. A lot of, you know, if you look at your hands, you've got two that are basically identical. They've got the same number of fingers and the same muscles and blood, but they're not identical totally because they don't overlap one another. They're actually mirror images of one. So your left hand and your right hand have all the same parts, but they're mirror images. Well, it turns out that there's a lot of compounds in nature that have this same property. It's called chirality, and they have very different characteristics depending on whether they're the left-hand version of a molecule or the right-hand version of a molecule. Just for an example, there's a compound called limonene, and its left-hand version, or one of its versions anyway, it smells like lemon, and in its right-hand version, it smells like orange. So these things can have different biological properties as well as different chemical properties.
So how did they solve the problem of separating left and right-handed molecules?
Well, basically what used to happen is when you put a bunch of chemicals into a pot and stir it around and you get a reaction to occur, the reaction produces a mixture of both. And there's actually two kinds of awards that were given. One went to Knowles and Noyori for working on one kind of catalysis. That's a compound that speeds a reaction that involves something called hydrogenation. And that technique basically creates a greater number of one form of the molecule. And actually Sharpless, the other winner this year, won it for a different kind of catalysis called oxidation, and that also creates more of one kind. And Knowles, who did the original work, did work that allowed you to make a compound called L-DOPA. It's the drug you use for treating Parkinson patients, and it only works in the L form. So you have to make that one, and that's what he helped to develop.
And these are useful for medicines how?
Well, as I said, with limonene, there are these different compounds have different biological activities, and so a lot of times a drug has to be one hand or the other hand, or it won't work properly. And in fact, there are some times when the one version, one hand is helpful and the other hand can be toxic. So now when new drugs are made, you have to try to make them so that they're only the one version of the compound. And so this is not only important basic chemistry, it's also been very important for a manufacturer of new drugs.
What do you know about these guys?
Well, Knowles is now 84 years old, and he was working at Monsanto. He's since retired. Noyori is now at Nagoya University, and since 2000, he's been the director of the Research Center for Material Science. And Barry Sharpless is at Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla.
It's not something you did last week, is it?
No. No, these guys have been working for a while.
NPR Science correspondent Joe Palka.